WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwarnam and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. If you don't tune into national news, you could be forgiven for thinking the U.S. economy is doing just fine. 8 Texas cities are listed in a top 10 list of the most improved since the recession. Financial literacy website NerdWallet ranked Bryan and College Station 5th and 7th, respectively. Reduced unemployment and employers such as Bryan ISD, Texas A&M University, and Sanderson Farms were highlighted in Bryan's ranking. Of the 510 cities that were analyzed by researchers, College Station is listed as having the largest surge for median household income at 32%. NerdWallet also identified the Research Valley Partnership, a collaborative partnership between Bryan, College Station, and Texas A&M University, as a positive boost for the local economy. In the top three spots, McAllen, Midland, and San Angelo are the only Texas cities ranked higher. If the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Villa Maria are part of your daily commute, it could be getting a bit faster, or even a little slower. Tuesday morning, the Texas Department of Transportation opened the newly constructed overpass, allowing north and southbound through traffic to avoid the intersection. Beginning this morning at 8:30, those traveling east and west on Villa Maria will see traffic reduced to one lane each way as construction continues. TxDOT's Bobby Colwell asked motorists to be aware of the changes and stay alert for workers near the roadway. An investigation into injuries caused by the fertilizer plant explosion last year in the city of West shows one in five of the victims of the blast suffered traumatic brain injury or concussion. Kelly Crane is with Waco McLennan County Health District, which helped prepare the report. She says a lot of the injured didn't feel any symptoms until long after the explosion.
Ear injuries and hearing problems, as well as traumatic brain injuries and concussion, symptoms such as trouble sleeping, headache, dizziness, memory problems.
More than 250 people were hurt in the explosion and 15 people killed. More than 150 buildings were damaged. Locally, the State Fire Marshal's Office will meet with county officials and first responders to reinforce best practices for ammonium nitrate storage facilities. The meetings will be tonight at 6 at the Bryan High Auditorium and Thursday at 7 at the Iola Community Center. There's talk about making billboards in Texas taller.
Billboards can be 42 and a half feet tall, but TxDOT is discussing raising the maximum height to 65 feet.
We're not changing the size of the sign. There are still regulations for the actual size of the sign. This is just about the height. And it's based on scientific research that says it's actually better to have them higher than not for the driver.
TxDOT's Veronica Byer says the proposed change is at the request of the billboard industry, and the agency will take public comment on the proposal through July 14th. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:08. This look at news is brought to you by Zwarnam and Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwarnam and Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwarnam and Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwarnam and Flooring today.
Zwarnam and Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Guys at BCS Tires and Lifts get it. This is what happens. You look at your tires, they're starting to look bad. So what you probably do is start calling around or you get on the internet to try to find the best price. And what happens is you find the best price online or over the phone or whatever, and you go there. Well, then you may find out later on that there are other things that needed to be taken into account, and that is how you use your vehicle, where you drive it, how you drive it. And then other things having to do with the suspension of your vehicle, because when was the last time you had the alignment checked? When was the last time you checked on the tie rods or the shocks or the ball joints? Those are all things that can have an impact on how long your tires last and certainly the ride of your vehicle as well. And BCS Tires and Lifts specializes in that kind of work to make sure that your vehicle is efficiently going down the road, that those parts of your suspension are in good shape, and that your tires will last longer. And while BCS Tires and Lifts is a locally owned store, they're part of Tire Pros, which is a 30,000 dealer network across the nation that gives you support for warranty service and roadside assistance when you need it. So get in touch with them at BCS Tires and Lifts. Give them a call at 693-3200. They're located next to Copy Corner Texas Avenue in College Station.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hallelujah. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Check that out, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Shower and thunderstorm activity concentrated in our part of the state this morning, and we will see scattered showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures are going to be up to about 90. Turning partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow. High is going to be up around 90. A few showers and thunderstorms possible again tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Friday turning partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with Johnny Georgia Brown. If you can't beat them, eat them in the World Cup. Virginia forces a game 3 in the College World Series, Wimbledon, and a whole lot more in sports at about 7:50.
There you are. So, big doings going on over in Caldwell. Oh, by the way, as far as the shower activity is concerned, most of that stuff is up north of Wixon Valley. There's a little bit out on Highway 21, west of town. Actually, it's not even in Brazos County right now. But there is some shower activity. If you're headed down toward Houston, those folks are getting it right now, which is probably not much fun. Not much fun driving there when the weather's nice. So, and when it's like that, there's no reason to. So anyway, it's the big 3rd of July celebration that's going on at Elizabeth Lutheran Church. It's their 18th annual July 3rd celebration. They kind of like to get in there ahead of time. That way you can go and enjoy the ice cream and the bingo and the volcano mountain and the obstacle course and all that stuff. So I'm just going to do this. I mean, if you want to go to this thing, 695-1620, because it's a prize package. You can hear it right here. I've got goodies, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. But if you
wanna... see, there's a lot of stuff in there. You got to give at least a hint.
No, I don't have to give.
Because sometimes it's gas, sometimes it's food.
I know, or food that'll give you gas.
Scott, you have gas?
695-1620. If you want to do that, come to go to Caldwell for July 3rd. We thank those folks for always giving us some fun stuff. We may do a grand prize, throw in like a lawn chair or something.
From Scott's back porch.
Exactly. Yeah.
A slightly used celebrity lawn chair.
Celebrity. If I remember to bring it in here. Hey, who's this?
Cindy.
Cindy who?
Cindy Vick.
Cindy Vick. What do you do, Cindy? So what do you do, Cindy? You call radio stations and win prizes, right?
That's a good thing. Okay. No, I work in the oil and gas industry.
Do you? Well, y'all are busy. Now, are you talking about you working in a convenience store or are you working in like getting it out of the ground kind of stuff?
The getting it out of the ground.
I got you. All right. Okay. Have you ever been to the Elizabeth Lutheran Church fireworks display and celebration?
Yes, sir. It's wonderful.
It is, as a matter of fact. So this is what we've got for you. 1 dozen kolaches from Kolache Capital on Highway 21.
Sir.
Yeah, that's a pretty good start right there. All right, Cindy, come by here. I got those for you. All right.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
So go real early and get breakfast.
Yeah. And save some for lunch. Don't do that. Got a story about lightning a little later. Right now, I want to talk about Velveeta.
Mm. Now, you just said lightning, and you're giving me a hard time about somebody getting bit.
Bit. Velveeta. Kraft just recalled a bunch of Velveeta.
No. See, I just ate a whole bunch.
Okay. Did you now?
Well, fortunately, it wasn't from Walmart, so I think I'm safe.
Well, at first you were eating Velveeta, so I don't know how safe that is. Well, Define a bunch of Velveeta for me.
Well, it involved a can of Rotel as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. It's not like you just you took like a wooden spoon and went and sat down in front of the television
Slice
with your Velveeta.
Me off some of that loaf over there.
Yeah, exactly. Let me have some of that anyhow.
Cheese loaf.
It started in 1928 when Kraft first brought Velveeta to market. They declared it to always melt perfectly. Velveeta's ads instructed housewives to melt a half pound of famous cheese food and gradually stir in a quarter cup of milk. You know what you're thinking? Great for macaroni and cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, this was a sauce that they recommended that you serve over toasted sandwiches of peanut butter and sweet pickle relish.
I'll eat some interesting things. I won't eat that.
I was going to say, they probably were so happy when Rotel came out on the market, they couldn't stand it. Prior to the launch of Velveeta, Kraft spent several years researching the nutritional benefits of whey, which is the byproduct that is part of cheese-making's process. In 1931, the American Medical Association gave Velveeta its official seal of approval, saying it won't kill you right away. when the product was released there in 1937, it became so wildly popular in Germany that the plant in Lindenberg could not keep up with the demand. Now, you think about it. You know, there are parts of Europe where there's some pretty serious cheese.
Yes.
The fact that Velveeta comes in and steals a little bit of that market share, it probably distraught, made those cheesemakers
distraught. It's not even real cheese.
Exactly. In 1953, it was introduced as a spread with less fat and fewer calories. Over the years, Velveeta has been slightly altered, and new varieties have been introduced, including the newest member, Spicy Buffalo. Do you know about this?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. The brand name Velveeta was intended to convey the product's velvety texture.
Oh. So,
there are your Velveeta facts today.
But it was recalled.
Well, those were, yeah, just some in Walmart.
Okay.
Apparently,
this is on the heels of that shortage just before the Super Bowl.
Something to do with preservatives. That may have been a manufactured problem to go ahead and
how dare you say something? You don't know that.
Reposition them price-wise in the market, shall we say. Okay, how many people swore off Starbucks yesterday? How much did Starbucks go up here? You know, 10, 15 cents?
I'd have to drink Starbucks to know.
That's exactly right. So, all right, so... Does President Obama play too much golf for his own good? Well, if he just stay in town more, it'd probably help. But nonetheless, it is a visual situation that is starting to hurt his perception, even as far as some Democrats are concerned. Dana Milbank at the Washington Post takes this issue on with a pretty interesting column. Dana wrote, yes, a president needs downtime, and yes, he can run the country, whether he's in a sand trap or a situation room, but Obama's golf habit needlessly hands his critics a gimme. The image problem isn't from leisure activity per se, but the type of leisure activity. A majority of U.S. Americans now believe Obama doesn't understand their problems, and they have images of him, of course, playing golf, perceived fairly or not as a rich man's game, and this, of course, causes him to be out of touch. Mark Noller, if you know who he is from CBS Radio, he basically is the statistician of all things presidential. Okay, he just keeps track of all this kind of stuff. And I don't know if you remember, George W. used to play, and he played 24 rounds of golf before the U.S. invaded Iraq, and he did not play after that. Okay, again, the perception thing. So he played 24 rounds of golf before hanging up his spikes right after the U.S. invasion of Iraq. President Obama, so far, has played 177 rounds.
Okay. Which takes at least, let's just say just playing time,
yeah,
4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking at maybe six, because I'm guessing he has the course all to himself, so
he can
play through whatever he wants.
No, I think he pretty much gets it, yeah. Anyway.
So an hour on, an hour off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
6 hours.
Yeah.
So 100 and how many days?
Those are
basically days off.
177.
On top of being gone to Hawaii how many times?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the other thing is apparently he's looking for a house in Rancho Mirage, California, which I believe is where Gerald Ford retired because they got a lot of golf courses out there. So just saying. Just letting you know. Again, more than five times as many as President Bush did. Just saying. All right, so Patrick, talk to me about a phablet.
A what?
Oh, it's somewhere in between a phone and a tablet,
right.
You have a phablet.
Right. Okay, so these are Bloomberg says that Apple is going to have its phablet out this fall. New iPhones will be between 4.7 and 5.5 inch screens.
And 4.7 will be an increase from its current 4-inch one, which was just increased previously.
Right. So now it's something that's basically the size of a small paperback book that you're going to hold up to your ear. Mm-hmm. Is that basically right?
No, it's not that big.
The larger screen is a nod to Apple's overseas customers, since the bigger displays have proven popular in Asia and elsewhere. And Samsung already has a 5.1-inch screen. But then it won't easily slip into your pocket at 5.5 inches, will it?
It could.
Mm. It depends on what kind of pocket you wear.
I suppose so.
Because we're not talking about a cross. This is diagonal, and so it expands in two directions.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. When they expanded the first time, Apple has historically said, we don't need bigger phones. This is just the right size. Well, they were wrong because the economies – or the – buyers said, yes, we want bigger
phones.
Yes,
the marketplace wanted that.
Absolutely. And so they expanded it up.
You're going to have to wear a jacket like with Captain Kangaroo pockets or something to
Yeah,
fit
maybe
it in there?
Fine. Or don't carry a phone. Golly. All the problems.
I know. You know, a long time ago, million years ago, I just started working at this radio station. Long, long time ago. And we had a salesman. His name was Tommy Thompson. And Tommy was about 6'5", okay? And he was a big guy, just a big guy. But he was, even before there was the phrase early adopter, that's what he was. I mean, he just wanted to have the newest and best everything.
Because he was a sales guy.
Yeah. And if you're an old-timer, you remember Otis McDonald Business Machines, okay? They were downtown Bryan. And he went and bought a calculator that was, if you can picture a carton of cigarettes, okay? It was about the size of 2/3 of a carton of cigarettes, okay?
And it's thick?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, like that. It would add, subtract, multiply, and divide, okay? And it cost him like, I don't know, $400 then, which was a lot of money. But he would carry it around in his pocket. And, you know, it weighed about 2 pounds. And, you know, so you have to have the Captain Kangaroo pocket going on right there. But it didn't print or anything. I mean, it was just a display like that. But he was one of the, you know, first 10 guys in town to have one of those. And now what? You can buy them on the checkout as an impulse item for what?
No, you get them on your wristwatch now.
Well, I know, but I mean, you could just, if you wanted one that you could put in your pocket, they're like, a buck and a half?
No, because you have it on your phone as an app.
We're everywhere.
For free.
Yeah, exactly.
Howdy. I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott and White health insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Tom Light Chevrolet, Shammy Car Wash, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool, and no additional charge. They'll bring one out while they fix yours. 690-2278. The weather got a 60% chance of some showers out there. There's already been a little bit of shower activity. If you head down toward Houston, they're really getting pounded right now. But this stuff could pop up again today because there's plenty of moisture in the air. In fact, we've updated the chances of rain to 60% today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. And some of it could be heavy, so just kind of be aware of that. Look for a high temperature each day around 88. We'll be up to 90 on Friday. And there'll be a chance of rain in the forecast all the way through Monday. So it just shows that we're going to have a lot of humidity out there, and the daytime heating can fire them off. Right now, the humidity is 96%. We have winds out of the east at 6. And again, as far as rain actually falling right now, down around the Houston area, actually Humble in the Woodlands as well, over to Cleveland. There's some down near Hempstead. And we got a chunk of rain that's up there to the southeast of Franklin. And what do we say, are you current temp? Current temp right now is 75 degrees.
Norma G Tractor, lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See us at normangytractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The mayor of one American city's had enough. He wants the current influx of refugees to stop, and he's making it clear to anybody who will listen that refugees are unwelcome, unwanted, unloved. And he's calling on the State Department to stop resettling them in his town. Mayor Dominic Sarno, Democrat, Springfield, Massachusetts, says the resettled refugees are putting pressure on already strained city services. And he wants the government to stop sending Somali families to his city. You heard me right. He's not complaining about the thousands of unaccompanied minors, illegal aliens overwhelming the southern border. He's fed up with the Somali families who are immigrating legally and being resettled in Springfield by the regime. Mayor Sarno, Democrat, Massachusetts, says part of the problem is the State Department is sending warm weather refugees to cold climates. That makes them dependent on the city. In other words, these people are from Africa. They don't dig the winter. I have enough urban issues to deal with, he said. Enough is enough. You can't keep concentrating poverty on top of poverty. So despite the fact that every Democrat-run city in our country concentrates poverty on top of poverty and welfare benefits on top of welfare benefits, Mr. Sarno does not want any more African refugees who are used to warm weather in his cold Democrat town. They're too poor. Maybe, what is it? Are they pirates? Are they going to steal something? What is it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut him down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station police say a man walking to the Texas Avenue Kroger this morning around 2 was assaulted. He told police he was walking through the parking lot when a white four-door Jeep drove towards him. One of the occupants, who the man says he recognized, got into a brief verbal altercation before pointing a gun at him. Police say the suspect fled the area on Southwest Parkway, but they were unable to find them. No one was injured. Shortly after this morning's rush, traffic will be narrowing to one lane each way on Villa Maria, where it passes under the newly constructed Harvey Mitchell Parkway overpass. Texas Department of Transportation's Bobby Caldwell says the switch will occur at 8:30 and asks motorists to be aware of the changes and remain alert for construction workers. He says the overpass opened to traffic Tuesday morning, relieving a portion of north and southbound volume at the intersection. TxDOT also opened the adjacent West Ridge Circle between Western Oaks and Turkey Creek. It's been converted to one-way traffic, which will travel north. From 2009 to 2012, College Station's median household income rose 32%, the most of the 510 largest U.S. cities. At the same time, unemployment in Bryan fell while income and home values increased. Those factors placed the Twin Cities and six other Texas locations in the top 10 best cities for recession recovery, as ranked by financial literacy website NerdWallet. Researchers for the site identified Sanderson Farms, Texas A&M, and Bryan ISD as top employers for Bryan. They also highlighted the positive effect of the Research Valley Partnership for the cities and flagship campus. McAllen, Midland, and San Angelo are ranked as the top three, with Bryan fifth and College Station seventh. Odessa, Edinburgh, and Amarillo round out the Texas cities on the list. Two meetings covering ammonium nitrate storage with county officials and first responders will take place this week. The State Fire Marshal's Office hosts the discussion this evening at 6 at the Bryan High Auditorium and Thursday evening at 7 at the Iola Community Center. The impetus for the meetings is last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West, where an investigation into associated injuries shows many of the victims of the blast suffered traumatic brain injury.
Kelly Crane is with Waco-McLennan County Health District, which helped prepare the report. She says a lot of the injured didn't realize they were hurt until long after the explosion.
The symptoms may not present until a few days to a couple of weeks later, and be aware that this is something you can be concerned about.
More than 250 people were hurt in the explosion, 15 killed, and more than 150 buildings were destroyed. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
Local rains may have temporarily washed drought concerns away, but the forecast is much more stark for Wichita Falls. State and federal climatologists warned at a public forum Tuesday that the city will likely continue experiencing unnaturally hot, dry weather for a decade or longer. Discussions have included financial resources available for residents of the Red River Valley near the Oklahoma border. State climatologist and Texas A&M professor of atmospheric sciences John Nielsen Gammon says the Texas drought is historic. The Texas Water Development Board says water supplies for Wichita Falls have dropped below a quarter of their capacity and are on a trajectory to run dry by 2016. The city is awaiting state approval to recycle and treat effluent as a short-term boost to supplies. Longer term, the city may have to treat salt water or build a pipeline to a distant aquifer. There's a proposal to raise the maximum height of billboards in Texas to 65 feet from 42 and a half. Veronica Beyer with TxDOT says
they're just proposed rule changes. Nothing set in stone. We're going to hear from the public. Our commission is going to take all of their comments into account. And then in August, they'll be making a decision.
She says the proposal was brought up at the request of the billboard industry, and research shows drivers have a better chance of seeing the billboards at 65 feet when going 60 to 75 miles an hour. And plans for a bullet train that planners say would carry passengers between Houston and Dallas in 90 minutes is expected to clear an early hurdle. Federal officials are scheduled to announce today if Texas and the private company behind the rail project can begin environmental reviews for the project. Proponents tell the Houston Chronicle they are expecting the go-ahead for beginning that review process. Texas Central Railway, the company behind the project, has given no cost estimates. However, proponents say construction could begin on the 240-mile project as soon as 2016, and trains could begin rolling as soon as 2021. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid, local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 12 consecutive years.
Shower and thunderstorm activity concentrated in our part of the state this morning, and we will see scattered showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures are going to be up to about 90. Turning partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75, partly sunny and warm tomorrow. High is going to be up around 90. A few showers and thunderstorms possible again tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Friday turning partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And with your sports, Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, Johnny Basketball, Johnny George Brown. He was drafted, quote, end quote, by the Harlem Globetrotters. We'll have more on that. Plus, if you can't beat them, eat them in the World Cup, College World Series, and a whole lot more in sports here in about 13 minutes.
LeBron James could be playing soccer soon, too, right? I mean, you know, since he's not doing that. As far as rain activity is concerned, there's some a little to the northwest of Bryan College Station between here and Hearn, and then up around between Franklin and Madisonville, there's a pretty good shower. Aside from that, that's all we've got here locally. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Let's talk. I guess you've had your first meeting of the conference committee between the members of the House and the Senate, of which you're a member, having to do with Veterans Affairs?
Yes, sir. That's correct. We did that yesterday afternoon.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, the first meeting is more for show than anything else. There are 28 of us, 14 from the House and 14 from the Senate. Each person was given about 5 minutes for opening statements to sort of lay out the respective positions about how we feel about veterans' health care. And now the rest of the work will be done in the background. We may have one or two more public hearings, but most of it will be in the background.
That means what? Staff will be finding information and giving it to the committee, and y'all will take that in individually, and then you'll get together and meet? Is that how that works out?
That's correct. And usually the two chairmen, you've got Senator Sanders on the Senate side, and you've got Jeff Miller from Florida on the House side, and most of the negotiations will take place between them after they each consult with their respective teams. So,
what's your best guess as far as a timeline is concerned when you might have something out of there?
You know, this has a fair sense of urgency, so my hope is 60 days. We've got kind of an interesting summer schedule. We'll be back in our respective districts next week, and then we'll be back in D.C. for 3 weeks in July. then back in the district for all of August, and then back in D.C. for September. And that's really pretty well it until the election in November. So my hope is that we get this done before we break in July. But it's hard to know at this point. I think we very well could do it, but the wheels of the sausage making up here grind a little slowly sometimes.
Yeah. Well, this is a different deal, though. This is I can't say there are going to be a whole lot of people who would want to go out on a stump and say they're not in favor of streamlining a veteran system where they're not getting care right now.
Absolutely, and I think this is going to be a two-part fix. What we're working on in the House and Senate is really just sort of a stopgap to deal with the delays and treatment that our current veterans are getting currently. Many of us, though, yesterday talked about the need to go another step and build the VA for the 21st century. And so I'm hopeful that we continue the process after we pass the stopgap, the short-term fix measure, and then come up with longer-term solutions for veterans' health care.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. We were talking earlier this morning that the Speaker is kind of hinting at the idea that Congress may sue the President because of the executive orders that he's doing. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Yes, we in the House on our side of the aisle have been looking at this for quite a while, trying to find a way to deal with a lawless President who has ignored the Constitution and who openly flouts the law. And impeachment is not a good solution because you can't get it through the Senate. And you could have some unintended consequences by trying to go that route. Impeachment is more of a punishment mechanism, not an enforcement mechanism. So what we're looking for is an enforcement mechanism. In the past, individual members of Congress have sued presidents, but the courts have always said that the members of Congress don't have standing to sue. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do in the House is trying to find a way that meets all the constitutional tests to sue the president and to compel him to either follow the law or to follow the Constitution. We should know more about this in the next few days. And I'm excited about it. We've got to do something to stop the incompetency coming out of the White House.
This is a real checks and balances thing, because then obviously the judicial branch is going to weigh in on legislative branch taking action against the executive branch.
Yes, it will.
Pretty historic stuff.
But that's what the way things are designed here. I mean, that's what the Constitution says, is that each branch is co-equal. And so if the president is violating what is intended for Congress to do, then we have to turn to the courts to adjudicate the differences between us.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. More IRS stuff. This is making for pretty good radio and television.
It really is. I mean, the problems at the IRS just get worse and worse. And people are going to jail over this. They may not go to jail for what they did in terms of targeting, because they successfully destroyed significant amounts of evidence. But the cover-up is where they're going to wind up going to jail. And if you go back to the timeline of this, on June 3rd of 2011, Dave Camp, who's chairman of Ways and Means, sent a letter to the IRS that said, "What are you guys doing over here?" And it just, less than 10 days later, Lois Lerner's hard drive crashes. And then a few weeks after that, the IRS cancels the contract with the email archival company. And so I'm sure they were over there. I mean, it's kind of like what they were doing in Enron. They were shredding stuff as much as possible. So they were doing electronic shredding. And Louie Gohmert and I are going to introduce legislation today that says that the salaries of everybody in the IRS are cut by 20% until they cough up the emails. And so somebody has these emails, and they never disappear, and they will come out. And then the other thing is, we're offering a $1 million bounty for the IRS employee who turns over the email. So we're going to try both ways, the carrot and stick approach in this legislation, which we'll introduce this morning. And, it'll never pass the Senate, but, boy, it's putting the pressure on folks to get out, to try to find out what happened over there.
Well, again, there's a hot seat right now. It would be nice if we could get to the bottom of it. We'll see how that works out. What's going to happen between now and when we talk next week? Any legislation on the floor we need to know about?
Well, this is Energy Week in the House. We passed a bill yesterday to streamline the permitting process so that we can get pipelines built more quickly, in order to be able to solve some of the regional issues we have in terms of getting energy from one part of the country to the other. Today we're going to vote on a bill to fast-track LNG exports, and then tomorrow we'll vote on a bill to deal with some of the energy issues we have in this country. And these are all common sense job creating type pieces of legislation. We may have a little bit more news on the VA when we visit next week, and of course the IRS and Iraq and the immigration issue on the southern border are all big issues.
Let's talk about the immigration for just a minute, because since last we talked, the governor was in D.C. on Friday and pretty much stated a strong case that Texas is having to act unilaterally because Washington won't, and it's costing us money as well.
Right. I visited with Rick Governor Perry when he was here, and I think he did a pretty great job of illustrating how the federal government is failing to do its job and how and what it's costing the citizens of the state of Texas in order to step into the breach for it. So I appreciate what the governor's doing to try to protect our southern border. And I like him, I'm very disappointed that the federal government and our president will not do their constitutional duties to take care of the country.
Yep, brought a pretty strong case. So Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. As always, thanks for the time this morning.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage. Celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you've suffered through a divorce, then you know it doesn't just tear couples apart. It can drive a wedge between kids and their parents as well. So what do you do when your kids are angry and refuse to spend time with the parent who's no longer in your home? Well, here are a few ideas from our counselors. First, encourage your child to express their hurt or angry feelings. Don't try to correct them. Just give a listening ear. If they're uncomfortable speaking to you, help them find other outlets for their emotions, such as journaling, music, or art. The second idea could be the most important. Model genuine forgiveness toward your ex-spouse. If you're angry, your behavior could be confirming every negative thought your children have. Try to communicate a tone about the absent parent that will make it easier for your kids and ex-spouse to draw closer together instead of further apart. For the sake of your children, if you must voice negative feelings about the divorce, express them to someone else, not the kids. Finally, if necessary, find a third party who can help your child work through their feelings. If you're not capable of filling that role yourself, set up an appointment with a pastor or counselor. If you feel it'd be helpful to speak with one of our counselors, call us at 1-800, the letter A and the word family, or visit focusonthefamily.com to find a counselor in your area. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. If you are one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Supal Prater, they're more affordable than you think. Get 0% financing for 60 months and $1,000 off with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Visit Supal Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See participating dealer for details and other financing options.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:50. Johnny Basketball, perhaps? Maybe Johnny Georgia Brown. The renowned basketball team, the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, drafted Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel to their team yesterday. You'll remember last week he was drafted in Major League Baseball by the San Diego Padres. Well, the pub stunt was part of the Globetrotters' eighth draft of world-class athletes that also included some intriguing basketball players with a little college experience and Landon Donovan, the U.S. soccer player who was left off of the World Cup team. And since we're talking World Cup, in the World Cup, apparently Luis Suarez thought that if you can't beat him, you eat them.
Oh, and a clash inside the penalty area involving Chiellini. It's also left his Uruguayan opponent Suarez clutching his face.
Here he is again, running to the box. There's the first challenge. Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. It looks to me, dare I say it, that he's had a little bite at Chiellini.
The governing body FIFA has charged Luis Suarez for biting the Italian defender Chiellini during the Uruguay 1-0 win over the Italians in the World Cup yesterday. If the disciplinary committee finds Suarez guilty of assaulting an opponent, FIFA rules call for a ban of at least two matches or up to 2 years. A decision must be published before Saturday when Uruguay plays Colombia in the round of 16. This will be the third time Suarez has been accused of biting someone, enough that there was a prop bet in Sweden from a gambling company. A Norwegian won 5,600 kroner on a bet, which is about $916 American, that the Uruguayan striker would bite someone during the World Cup. After the U.S. heartbreaker Sunday, head coach Jurgen Klinsmann from the U.S. team says the U.S. will be ready to play Germany.
I mean, obviously, after the game, you're a little bit kind of, you were angry because why did we concede that goal 30 seconds before the final whistle? But it's all good. It is what it is. You know, we adjust to it. We always said that we are able to adjust probably much better than a lot of teams in this World Cup.
Unfortunately for the U.S., they'll have to do it without striker Jozy Altidore for the World Cup match against Germany. He missed the second straight match due to a strained left hamstring suffered in the opening win against Ghana. U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann went on to say there's a good chance that Altidore will be back for the Americans if they reach the knockout stages. Team USA needs a win or a tie against Germany to advance to the round of 16. They play tomorrow at 11. Virginia is forced a third and final game in the College World Series Finals by trouncing Vandy yesterday 7-2. Brandon Waddle limited Vandy to five hits in his first nine-inning complete game. Kenny Towns and John LaPraise also drove in two runs apiece as the Cavaliers' 13-hit attack rolled at Wimbledon yesterday.
He's closing it out in style. Couldn't be more different than the opening game when Serena had to work for it. But Serena, her dominant self.
Women's top seed Serena Williams easily won her opening match at Wimbledon. The five-time champion breezed into the second round with a straight set win. Men's second seed, however, and two-time Wimbledon champion Rafael Nadal had a little more trouble as he battled for 3 hours to dispose of Slovakia's Martin Klizin in the first round match. Ian Kinsler homered in his first at-bat and returned to Texas as an opponent with the Detroit Tigers, and they beat the Rangers 8-2. Adrian Beltre is just fed up with losing after dropping the last six in a row.
It's hard to be losing every day. Not every day, but, you know, often we got about four in a row. We got five in a row, so it's not fun. I have to find a way how to create some more runs, you know, running or hitting run or whatever it is. But we have to find a way how to get that offense going collectively.
Detroit stays in Arlington for a 7 o'clock start, and it started well for the Houston Astros last night.
Springer drives it pretty deep to center field. Going back on it is B.J. Upton, and he will just watch that one go! Over Towns Hill! George Springer with his 14th home run of the year. 1-0 Astros.
But the brothers B.J. and Justin Upton both homered last night to lead the Atlanta Braves to a 3-2 win over the Stros. It was the fourth time the brothers have homered at the same game as teammates. Atlanta stays in Houston tonight for a 7-10 start, and you can catch the action for that game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, starting at 6:45 with the pregame. The Brazos Valley Bombers were supposed to have a four-game road swing start yesterday in Acadiana. Well, weather shut down game one, so they'll play two today, starting at 6. And finally, Texas A&M discus thrower Shelby Vaughn adds her name, like Dion Lindor yesterday, to the group of the top women semifinalists for the Bowerman Award, which honors the top male and female collegiate athletes in track and field. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $190. A month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online. RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Coming up in just a minute, more proof we're all going to die. Before that, it looked like such a good idea. The designer at a company making World Cup mugs facing termination after mistaking Barack Obama for England's soccer defender Chris Smalling.
Oh, come on.
Company has now 2,000 unsellable mugs.
Oh, I bet somebody
bet they're auctionable.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking if you get a hold of them, showing Obama's smiling face emblazoned on a flag of Great Britain, along with the Manchester United player's name. Just saying.
They're not too far off. In age, yes, but...
Yeah, I'm just saying that. Especially since the president started going gray. You know, it makes him look distinguished.
Yeah.
Okay. Check your face wash, ladies. And some men. You may be killing dolphins with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
The catastrophe.
Fast Company broke the news that plastic microbeads that are found in some exfoliators are a, quote, their words, environmental disaster. The reason those little tiny beads don't decompose and they wind up in the Earth's waterways and eventually they get swallowed by Flipper or Nemo or somebody. And all those little adorable fictional characters in the sea that we know and love. The Great Lakes, found to have so many microbeads in its water that that Illinois became the first state in the nation to outlaw microbead exfoliators. So my thought is there's a great black market now for those.
Beads and guns in Chicago make you $1 million.
What can I tell you? And how to live a happy, healthier, stress-free life in the next half hour.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mayor of College Station joins us as well. We'll look for a high temperature today of about 88 with a 60% chance of rain during the day. See how that works out for you. 75 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW. College Station Brian, it's 8 o'clock.